We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big time. One of our favorite people to talk to, former NFL defensive back. He's called a bunch of huge NFL games in his career, played in a bunch of them too. Was on with Colin Cowherd earlier today, and now he's kind enough to give us a few minutes today here in Little Pittsburgh as the Steelers get ready for the Bills Sunday. Whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair GM, make sure you go to PFF.com to get premium stats and analysis. Use code RADIO to get 25% off your elite subscription today, and once you get there, you will get the analysis from our next guest. He is the man, Solomon Wilcox, joining us live from Cincinnati, the epicenter of the NFL world right now, Solomon. You know the Bengals organization. You know the Patriots. What do you think? Is New England back to their old cheating ways?
Hey, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, I just find it hard to believe that that we know it's been well documented that they've been caught doing things that are unsavory. The if you're not cheating, you're not trying, quote, would apply. But if you're going to tell me that you just happen to be shooting a documentary under the auspices of just do your job, but instead of shooting your team, doing its job, you're in a whole nother stadium shooting the team that you're going to be playing the very next week doing its job. But then you're going to say, but it wasn't for any unsavory reasons. What? Well, what do you expect me to believe? I mean, come on. I mean, I may have a dunce hat on, but that doesn't make me a dunce. No, I'm not buying that one. As much as I respect the Patriots and Mr. Kraft and that organization, after a while, you got to just, if it looks like a duck, walk like a duck, it's probably a duck.
I mean, I feel like I have to then. I was going to ask you a question about that, but if you're going to make a duck comparison, I have to dive right into Doug Hodges here, Solomon. The opportunity for a segue is too golden, even though I just blew it by calling it out loud. What have you seen on film from Doug Hodges now through a couple of games? A lot of people here felt that that Arizona game was his best performance. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. He gets better every single game. I thought when he came in against the Cincinnati Bengals, when he came in immediately went deep to James Washington. I mean, he didn't flinch. He's completing 71% of his passes. That's better than what Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills is doing. He's played all season. Doug Hodges has given this team a passing game. Now, I'm going to tell you, you better be careful because he's going up against, I think, one of the best secondaries, one of the best pass defenses in the NFL in the Buffalo Bills. And as much as improved as that Steelers secondary is, right now the Bills secondary, their pass coverage, it ranks only third, only behind the 49ers and only behind the New England Patriots. They are that good on the defensive side of the ball.
Solomon Wilcox, Pro Football Focus, former NFL DB, our guest here on 93.7 The Fan. All right, so let's say, Solomon, you don't have the benefit of videotaping the other team's plays. So you got to go in here and you got to build a game plan from scratch to beat the Bills on Sunday. If you're Mike Tomlin and company, this is a very important game, playoff implications. What is your game plan to beat Buffalo on Sunday night?
You better run the football. You know, their run defense is average at best, even though I thought they did a decent job last week against Lamar Jackson. You've got to run the football, and you've got to make plays off play-action pass. That's what Lamar Jackson did. He had three touchdown passes against the Bills' pass defense. Prior to last week, they had only given up nine all season long, and he hit them up for three. So that meant you have to be effective in terms of your play-action pass opportunity, try to get separation. And the reason why I'm saying you got to run the ball, because here at PFF, we don't believe that you got to run the ball in order for the play action pass to be effective. Defenses are inherently going to step toward the line of scrimmage on every single play, but play action really does help get greater separation for the receivers. And with Juju Smith-Schuster back and Deontay Johnson now back, you've got playmakers around Duck Hodges who should be able to make more plays against that secondary. But it's of the catch-and-run variety. Be careful challenging Micah Hyde and this defense trying to go deep. They're just as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick and his group is.
Speaking of Minkah and that group, they lead, the Steelers defense does, the NFL in takeaways this year, Solomon. And I know Josh Allen has been a lot more careful with the football since the first several weeks of the season, but is the Steelers' avenue to victory here primarily predicated on their ability to turn Josh Allen over, and how realistic do you think it is that they can force some turnovers out of him?
Now, I will share this with you. You cannot live and die on the turnover. The Steelers are in playoff contention because of their ability to take the ball away at an enormous rate. That if they weren't playing this well defensively, no way you would have a shot considering the low output on offense. But this is a game where I think you've got to play conservative on offense. In other words, you cannot turn it over. And, yes, you're going to have to rely on your defense, maybe getting at least one or two takeaways of its own. But you cannot turn it over on offense. And, yes, you're going to have to take it away on defense. I don't think that's a steady diet on something you can live by every single week in the NFL. There's going to come a week where the Steeler defense is not going to be able to get those turnovers, and you're still going to have to find a way to win. But this defense is so good on their end that I believe that's the formula, that's the pathway to victory. You ask Duck Hodges and the run game to protect the football, and because Josh Allen is so young, then you've got to figure he is going to slip up a time or two, and defensively you got to take advantage of that.
The Wisdom of Solomon, you can check it out at PFF.com, whether you're a fantasy football lover, gambler, or armchair GM. It's the place to go for premium stats and analysis. Use code RADIO to get 25% off your elite subscription today. He had a spot-on, dead-on Patriots take, and that's why we love having him on the show. Solomon, thank you so much.
Tell Bruce Gradkowski we said hi.
Oh, will do. Bruce is in another room. He's just over here. He's putting in good work here at PFF, so we love him. You guys take care.
Damn straight. See you, Solomon. We'll talk to Bruce tomorrow. He'll give us the Josh Allen breakdown.
Solomon Wilcutt's on Colin Cowherd and then slumming it with us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.